The Osgood File, sponsored by BASF. Through science and sustainable innovation, BASF enables its customers to meet the current and future needs of society. BASF. We create chemistry. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Don't tell the bad guys, but the bulk collection of phone data under the Patriot Act has expired. More after this from Charlie. The danger of brinksmanship is that sometimes you go over the brink, and that's what happened in the Senate last night, a debate that was timed to pass a revision of the Patriot Act just before it expired blew up when Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky refused to play along with fellow Republicans.
How much time is remaining?
I know the senator from Kentucky understands that when a senator has the floor, they're entitled to speak.
Twice the senator from Kentucky has not observed the rules of the Senate.
But he would not be silenced.
We are not collecting the information of spies. We are not collecting the information of terrorists. We are collecting all American citizens' records all of the time.
Except as of midnight, all that has stopped. Senator Paul's critics say that's exactly what he wanted. This is all about him being known as the crusader for privacy who single-handedly stopped the Patriot Act. Senator Dan Coats of Indiana said privacy had nothing to do with it.
To people out there that think big government is in their bedroom, big government is storing this, and, quote, listening to all your phone calls is a bunch of hokum. There has not been one act of abuse of this program.
I will say, there was a certain irony in hearing Republicans asking people to trust the government. But in the end, the revised bill appears to have the votes, and the Senate in a day or two is expected to make sure that phone data does get stored one way or the other. In the meantime, the government servers are shut down, so you are at least temporarily free to make those sensitive calls you've been putting off. Just don't tell the bad guys. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.